You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Children's Commissioner, Andrew Beecroft, is calling for a mandate for vaccinations for teachers in Aotearoa. The amount of vaccinated teachers in New Zealand is currently unclear. However, there may be a minority of teachers who refuse to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The Children's Commissioner says the mandate is vital to protect children who currently cannot be vaccinated themselves and will stop them from spreading COVID onto their whānau.
Anyone working regularly with children in any form of children or teenage service should be vaccinated. Why I think that's important is that most of the evidence is that it's adults who give the virus to children, and it's children who become vectors for the spread. And they spread it into their own whānau, into their own family situation with adults who may be particularly vulnerable who aren't vaccinated, and who can take it into what we call at-risk areas, particularly where there is low vaccination rates for Māori. And on top of that, the doctors tell me that children who are already immune or have other compromised medical conditions can get very, very sick with COVID. So for me, frankly, it's a no-brainer. I think that if we're the adults, for the sake of our children, we should put children first and get vaccinated. And those working with children, I think it's got to be the double jab ASAP. It's really as simple as that.
Do you have any sense whether everyone feels like this? Because vaccinations, for whatever reason, have become a controversial issue. Could there be backlash to this? Because I even if most teachers would want to get vaccinated, I would still assume not absolutely every teacher would. What would sort of happen there?
Yeah, I think there could well be some understandable reluctance or what's called hesitancy. I guess I'd put it this way. Yes, there is a right in the Bill of Rights Act to refrain or to choose, the right to choose to refrain from medical treatment if someone wants to. And I guess some teachers would hold on to that. But what I would say is there's a countervailing right in the Convention on the Rights of the Child for children to attain the highest standard of health. So in a sense, there's a clash of rights. And I would have thought in that position, it's for the adults to yield any right that the adult might have on the basis that we would want to put children first. And for the child's right to have the fullest attainable standard of health to mean anything, then there's always, with every right, a duty on somebody to ensure that it is met. And in this case, we adults and those involved in teaching or providing services to children, we're what's called the duty bearer. We have the duty to ensure that children have the highest standard of health. So I'd like to think that, hesitant as some teachers may be and resistant as some teachers may be and as keen as some teachers may be to hang on to their own rights, I think in a genuine attitude of putting children first as duty bearers to help their right, I'd hope we would sacrifice any rights that we think we might have for the greater good of children. I guess as Children's Commissioner, that's got to be my starting point. My strong plea is, let's not get caught up in the case of individual adult rights. That happens too much in our community. Why don't we focus on what's best for children? When we do that, I think the answer's obvious. And reluctant or hesitant or not, I'm calling on teachers and those who are providing services to children to take the step. And I'm prepared to name it. It should be compulsory. It should be mandatory. I mean, it's not an issue to wrestle with, surely. It's an issue to say children first.
And what would happen if a teacher didn't get one? Would that mean losing their job, perhaps in the way that we've seen some frontline health workers or porch workers sort of say, you've got to get vaccinated by this date or you can't work for us? Is that the sort of situation we might see?
Yeah, I guess everybody's going to want to pause before they put it that bluntly. I'm hoping that very quickly teachers will see that it is the right thing to do to ensure the best health for children. I think, too, it may be very, very small numbers. There may be ways that such teachers can be repurposed or given other jobs that aren't frontline in the school, for instance. You know, teachers do a fantastic job. I see what they've done for our own children. You know, good teachers can inspire children and change lives. I mean, no one wants to lose teachers. But I hope that this can quickly be resolved and we can move on. But I don't want to, at this stage, get into the doom and gloom of saying anyone who doesn't do it is fired. I think we've got a bit of water under the bridge to go yet. And we should be retaining all our teachers for all we're worth.
If the vaccine was approved for under 12s, do you think it should be mandated for students as well, or are you just calling for teachers at the moment?
Teachers at the moment, and one of the reasons is that those under 12 can't get a vaccine. So, I mean, that's the duty on us. Given that they can't get a vaccine, then we should. I noticed this morning the United States Department of Health and Drugs are asking for urgent government approval for vaccine approval for 5 to 12-year-olds. Well, that's a little way off, and it's certainly nowhere near that in New Zealand. So it's far enough away, I think, for us to say, given that this group can't get the protection that we can, and given that a small amount of them, when they get it, could get very, very sick, and given that they're going to be vectors to transmission, then the adults have to get it, in a sense, because the children can't. So, yeah, I am calling for compulsory mandatory vaccination for all those providing services to children. And when it comes to the situation of under 12s, there's going to be a lot, I hope, of constructive and straightforward mealtime family discussions about the issue, because most get the MMR vaccinations. And I think it'll be a priority when it's approved, when we know it's safe. I think in the United States they're talking about a third of the dose for under 12s. When that's established as being effective and safe, then press the go button. And that'll be the decision then for families and whānau around the meal table. I hope to do it.
That was Children's Commissioner Andrew Beecroft on his call for a vaccine mandate for teachers and the entire children's workforce in New Zealand. I also wanted a teacher's perspective on this, so I reached out to the New Zealand Educational Institute and spoke to their National Secretary, Paul Goulter. I started by asking him what he thought about the Commissioner's comments.
Where NZI Te Reo Rau is at is we always follow the public health advice, and at the moment the public health advice is that that's not necessary. There are lots of people, including the Children's Commission, that are calling for this, but what teachers are trying to do is follow that public health advice and the public health orders. Having said that, there are a number of teacher voices who are calling for this. Equally, we have to recognise there are a number of people, a very much smaller number of people, who are stoutly resisting it. So it really is an important policy issue for the government to decide just how far they want to go with this.
The teachers who aren't going to get vaccinated, do you think it's okay for them to be teaching in a classroom full of children?
Well, overseas, if you take New South Wales and Victoria, the government's made it really clear vaccinations are mandated for people who work inside schools, and those mandates are in play right now. Lots of parents, I know, because we get contact from them, very concerned that that their children aren't exposed to unvaccinated educators in the school or the early childhood centre, and that's a major issue for them, and we need to recognise that. Likewise, and we know this is happening in workplaces right around the country, there is some quite sharp disputes between people who are vaccinated and strongly support vaccination and those who don't. And we want to keep that to a minimum. So what we, NZI, is doing is strongly calling for all educators to be vaccinated. We strongly believe that that's the way forward.
What's the difference between what you're calling for, which is strongly asking teachers to get vaccinated, versus a mandate? Why not go all the way with a mandate like the Children's Commissioner is calling for?
We have said that if the government were, based on the scientific evidence, moved to a mandated vaccinations inside education, schools and early childhood centres, we would support that.
Do you have a sense of how teachers in general feel about returning to the classroom in Auckland? Because we're sort of moving into new territory with schools returning while we live with COVID. Are there concerns from teachers about that?
There have been concerns voiced, that's for sure. And I think we and the Ministry of Education are trying to ascertain just how deeply felt that is. And so that to me is unsurprising, and it's yet to be determined just how widespread that is.
Do you think the government's giving enough support or resources, information, everything to schools and teachers about how to deal with COVID, essentially? Are teachers feeling reassured from the Ministry of Education?
Well, you can always get more, but the trouble is the situation is so fluid at the moment, and it's that actually getting a firm grip on exactly what's happening at any one time is very difficult. For example, the borders being breached continuously, that sort of thing. So it's moving around a hell of a lot. And what I ask for in NZ Aotearoa is there be absolute clarity about steps forward on this, so schools aren't left to try and sort out the rules by themselves. And I think fundamentally that's one of the biggest worries for schools, that they're basically left high and dry to sort this out for themselves. So what the one thing I can say right across education is there's a call for very clear evidence-based instructions about what to do next.
And finally, are you optimistic about how schools and teachers and students are going to deal with COVID over the next few weeks or months or years?
Well, COVID, it looks like it's going to be here to stay. And obviously it was always going to be that way. It was just a case of timing. So New Zealand as a whole and New Zealand workplaces, including schools and early childhood centres, are just going to have to learn how to adapt and live with this. And I think that's where the government's thinking now is what does accommodating the virus look like in such a way that it doesn't disrupt normal life as much as possible. This is a really tricky trade-off, very, very tricky, and that's what leads to ambiguity, which leads to some frustration that's voiced often across education. So in the midst of what seems to be a change in government policy from elimination to suppression, this puts an extra onus on government to be really clear about what's expected in workplaces, what's expected in schools, what's expected in early childhood centres, and how those transitions are to occur. That's what worries people.
That was National Secretary of the New Zealand Educational Institute, Paul Goulter, on a potential vaccine mandate for teachers and other adults working with children.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.